And for example, PLP, these are indicated as late as 04/10/2025. Dictation is for Mr. David Castillo. Castillo spells C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 12/31/1988. This is a 36-year-old gentleman. Here for to establish primary care and to have a physical examination period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, hypokalemia. Next line, hypertension. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, social history, he endorses tobacco and alcohol use. He denies drug use. Next paragraph, surgeries, none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient report abdominal distension and discomfort in his right upper quadrant. He, next line, patient describe, patient reports extremity pain and swelling. He says he has a history of hypokalemia and takes 20 milliequivalent of potassium on a daily basis and has been out of his medication, period. Next paragraph. Patient said he's eating and drinking well, but on occasion he says he will experience some right upper quadrant abdominal discomfort, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 134/96. On pulse is 73. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. He has a mild bruit on the right. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended, has some tenderness of palpation in the right upper quadrant, no CVA tenderness, normal bowel sounds, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. He has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerves, two tendons, normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. He has no antalgic gait. He has a 1 or 2+ pitting edema. His lower extremity, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is hypokalemia by history. Assessment number two is hypertension. Assessment number three, med refill. Assessment number four is liver. Abnormality. Assessment number five is abdominal distension. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. EKG was done in a clinic today. There is no depressed T waves, no ST segment elevation, no Q waves, no injuries demonstrated on this study. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done to assess patient circulation, organ systems, and cardiac ejection fraction. Studies were unremarkable. He has an ejection fraction of 56-54. However, his liver does demonstrate some decreased size and abnormal texture on ultrasound. To better delineate this abnormality, a CT scan with contrast was ordered for his abdomen and pelvic period. Patient's medication was refilled as follows: potassium chloride, 20 milli equivalent, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication. Patient was originally on losartan, but he said he does not like losartan because whenever he takes it, he gets a massive headache, period. I will switch that to lisinopril, 5 milligrams. He will take 1 PO daily for 90 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was advised that as soon as the labs are available, we will call him if there is need for us to discuss any significant abnormality. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.